It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together today. See that little red box that I brought? Can you imagine what might be in there? Something small. I'll show you. There's your little picture slides in there. They have different pictures on them, and some of them I'm going to put into picture to show you. Yeah, I'll put it in the slide part of picture. Come with me. We'll look at some of them for a long time, and then we'll look at others for a short time. Yeah, those are the ones that Oh, that's nice. That's already on picture. Now let's put this first one of Lady Elaine Fairchild. Now take a good look at her, if you can. She's holding her boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Now take a look at this next picture. That's the picture of a screw. These are all different pictures. Take a close look. Now there's one of a fish. You see, with its great big fan tail. Now look at the next one. You know what that is? A toothbrush. You see how it is? And there's a comb. And that one is a tree. And the last one is a windmill. All right. Now that you've seen them that way, I want to show them to you a little faster. Some of them will be a little faster, and some of them will be very fast. And see if you can recognize what they are. All right, the first one. Did you see Lady Elaine? Even though it was very fast, that picture. All right, let's try another. Did you see that screw? Okay, let's try the next one. See the fish? Okay. How about that toothbrush? I'm going to do this one very, very, very fast. Comb. All right. And this last one, so fast that it'll just go like that and then like that. All right. You see that tree? And the very last one is this windmill. Some people like to do things like that, and some people don't. I just wanted you to see what that was like. Are you the kind of person who likes to do things very fast? Or are you the kind of person who likes to take your time once in a while? Well, right now, let's just take our time and read some more of this history of Planet Purple. Remember last week we read the first part of this history? I'm going to wear my glasses because I want to read a long part to you today. Last week we read about Planet Purple before Lady Elaine Fairchild ever got there, when everything was purple and everything was the same. Everybody's everything was the same. Yeah. So let's start with this part. For years and years and years and years, everybody on Planet Purple even dreamed the same dreams. But never once did they dream that a strange-looking, make-believe pink woman astronaut would discover their planet and surprise their lives. It was neither morning nor afternoon nor evening nor night, because the times on Planet Purple are even all the same. All the Pauls and all the Paulines and all the purple pandas were sitting around in a circle singing, "Planet Purple, Planet Purple, we all live on Planet Purple." And right in the middle of their song, and right in the middle of their circle, landed this strange-looking, make-believe pink woman astronaut by the name of Lady Elaine Fairchild. Her spaceship was made of green leaves, and her astronaut suit was all white. The Planet Purple people had never, ever seen the color green or the color white, much less a woman whose name was Lady Elaine Fairchild. So they all ran and hid behind their purple houses. All of them, except one Paul and one Pauline and one purple panda. When Lady Elaine stepped off her spaceship, the first words she said were, "Where am I?" Paul and Pauline and purple panda said all together, "Planet Purple, Planet Purple." "You mean I've discovered a new planet?" Lady Elaine said to them. "You have discovered a new planet," answered Paul and Pauline and Purple Panda. "Whoopee," said Lady Elaine, and she hopped back on her spaceship and flew to her own neighborhood of make-believe, where she told all her friends about her great discovery. What she did not know was that Paul and Pauline and Purple Panda watched where she was going. They had a new idea, an idea no other Paul or Pauline or Purple Panda ever had. It was the first new idea on Planet Purple. Now, the purple way to travel is the thinking way. If you're a Planet Purple person or panda, all you have to do is to think that you're someplace, and you'll be there. So Paul and Pauline and Purple Panda all thought about Lady Elaine Fairchild and where she was, and immediately they arrived in the neighborhood of make-believe. They could hardly make themselves believe what they saw and what they heard. Things were different. Streets and houses and cars and chairs and even people were different. Some could fly, some could crawl, some could speak two languages, some could wear crowns, some could wind clocks, some could even make rocking chairs. Nobody was exactly the same. Everyone was different. Purple Panda was so excited with all the new colors and the new faces and voices and feelings, he just sat down on a rocking chair and rocked and rocked and rocked. But all of a sudden, he remembered one of the Planet Purple laws. And the law he remembered was, anyone who rocks on a rocking chair may not live on Purple Planet. It was too late. He had already rocked. Now he couldn't go back. He wasn't sad, though. He liked this new neighborhood even better than Planet Purple. "Maybe that's why I sat down and rocked in the first place," he said to himself. "I really would have to stay." Purple Panda's new neighbors loved him. They had never known anybody like him. He soon found a good job with a nearby circus. it was a good job because the circus people really needed him. Paul and Pauline liked the neighborhood of make-believe too, but they longed for things to be different in their old land. So they decided to go back, but a different way. They went as far and as near as they could. They looked and they listened, and they smelled and they touched, and they filled their minds with as many colors and as many sounds and as many smells and as many feelings as they could. One day Paul was trying to gallop like a big brown horse he saw, and he tripped and fell and ripped his shirt and hurt his arm. And then the strangest thing happened. Something wet started trickling down his cheek. It felt like water, but somehow it was different from water. It felt sad. A soft nearby rabbit asked him why he was crying, and Paul asked the rabbit what crying meant, because nobody ever cried on Planet Purple. When tears come trickling down your face, that's crying, the rabbit explained. Haven't you ever cried before? Paul said no. And the rabbit, whose name was Albert, said, then you've just started to live. When Pauline saw Paul's tears, she came close to him and put her arm around him. Albert Rabbit smiled and hopped away. Then both Paul and Pauline thought, Planet Purple, and they were back home. When they arrived, the other Pauls and Paulines and purple pandas were still hiding behind their houses. Come on out, everyone. We've something to tell you. All the other Pauls and Paulines and purple pandas came out, slowly at first. But then when they saw their friends who had gone away and had come back, they rushed to greet them. Where did you go, they asked. And what did you do? Paul and Pauline started by telling about Lady Elaine Fairchild and how they had gone to her neighborhood and what it was like there. Everything's different, and nobody's exactly the same as anyone else, they explained. Do they eat purple pandas there? One purple panda asked. No, no, answered Pauline. Well, why didn't Purple Panda come back with you then? Another purple panda asked. Pauline then told everybody about Purple Panda rocking on the rocking chair. Everyone knew the law about rocking on a rocking chair, so they all shouted, 16, 16, which meant bad, bad, for rocking on the rocking chair. But Pauline told them, Purple Panda was glad to stay in a place where it didn't matter if he sat on a rocking chair, a place where people like you for being different. Do you know that there isn't one other purple panda in that whole neighborhood? All the purple pandas were amazed, and they started thinking some new thoughts, too. Paul helped everyone imagine what the color blue was like. It's a little like purple with red on vacation, he said. And Pauline helped them imagine what the sound of a yellow canary and the smell of a green mint leaf and the taste of a red tomato were like. And then Paul told them about crying and how tears feel like water, but they mean so much more than water. He told them what he felt like inside when his first tears came. And suddenly one of the purple pandas started to cry. I miss Purple Panda, the purple panda said. And I want to see him again. And one Pauline said, I want my house to be blue. And another said, I want my street to be yellow. And another said, I want my clothes to be red and my grass to be green and feel soft and my dreams to be different from anyone else's dreams. So they all set about changing their planet. Oh, it took them a long time to make all the decisions. And some people didn't like some things, and other people didn't like other things. But but everybody said that it was still better than being the same all the time. They even changed the law about rocking chairs so Purple Panda could come back anytime he wanted. There's a little bit left, but I'll read that another day. That's the biggest part of the history of Planet Purple. So you see, when people have a chance to see something different and hear things differently, then they get some new ideas and start making changes themselves. Let's have some of our own neighborhood of make-believe, right? After having read that long story about Paul and Pauline and Purple Panda, let's just think about our own neighborhood of make-believe.
I said, Troy, I've been in Kansan Brown this fine morning. It's getting jammed this afternoon. I'm getting sand. Oh, look at a nice red in Kansan and a whistle and a brand and a rat back and then the wheels. Well, sure. Playing a thin rambar, we can turn by room, nice tail, I guess, but again, we'll find a man trolley, gets that burn a bar, I guess, and rambar, shine, and can't sit, brother, mama. That's all, it's fun to talk to. We talk the same language, singing, sing, brother, mama, right?
Oh, good well, day, Robert Troll.
Well, good day, Queen Sarah.
Oh, I remember a time, Robert Troll, when you used to talk troll talk.
Yeah, well, I still do, sometimes.
What did you say, dear?
I said, I still do, sometimes.
With whom?
Well, anybody that likes to play with words.
Well, I like to play with words. I mean, I love words, and I love to use them.
You really like to play with words? like, blue on a blue sky?
Blue sky.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you want me to teach you a troll song?
Oh, certainly, dear.
Okay, Queen Sarah. Goes something like this. Oh, shidely dum de mooly.
Shidely dum de mooly.
Moodily dum de bum si bum bum.
Moodily dum de bum si bum bum.
You got it. Shidely dum de mooly tooly. You got it? Get a bit of an old tooly.
Tooly.
That's it. Rubbly dum de doom.
Rubbly dum de boom.
Riddly moodly doodly zoodly rudely trolly boom.
Riddly moodly. Might I can't get the words exactly.
Well, they don't have to. That's the fun of making them up, Queen Sarah.
Oh. Ridley, dumbly, sidley, nidley, mightily, trolley, boom. Oh, thank you, dear. I like that.
I like you, Queen Sarah.
Oh, well, I like you too, Robert Troll. I like the way you're able to speak two languages.
Well, I sort of like that too.
I'm going to hike out back and find some things to look at under my microscope.
Oh. Well, all right, then. Because then about will have a nice day and we can blah, blah, forget that, Queen Sarah.
Whatever, blah, blah, shabazi, yay, yay. Rubber troll. Doot, doot. Ready for life, baby,
baby. Blah, blah, oh, ready, da, 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 da. Rada, da, 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 Roodly doodly boodly doodly boodly trolly boom. Oh, roodly doodly doodly boodly doodly.
Hey, trolley! Come on over.
Oh, because then right about that, I'm Lady Lane, because I'm Bob and I'm going to cast and everything. What a wonderful day, because then true of us.
Oh, don't tell me you're back to that silly kind of talk.
It's just play, Lady Lane.
Well, I'll play with you.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll bring a sand pine and bring a lot of pine. You can stand down, Lady Lane, and I'll bring a sand pine and we've got an opera. We're going to stand by with a tree.
No, not that kind of play.
Oh.
A ready, get, set, go kind of game.
Oh, all right. What do you say? We're ready, get, set, go.
Okay, I'll race you to the castle and back.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Get set.
Get set.
I won. I won, Trolley. Here I am. I won.
That wasn't fair. You didn't say go.
I'll race you back.
Okay.
Ready? Get set. I won. I won both races. I won.
Lady Elaine, mm-hmm. You didn't say go.
But I won. That's my play. Toot toot.
Greetings to you, Robert Troll.
Paul and Pauline, where did you come from?
We came from the planet Purple.
I know that. I mean, where did you come from now?
We saw your game. We sometimes play that game.
Yeah, but what do you do with someone when they don't say go?
Just hold on to them while they are saying ready. Get set.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to them whenever. That's a very good idea. Thanks.
Do you know where Purple Panda is?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's working in a circus now.
Circus. Circus.
Yeah, that's it. That kind of circus. Boy, you're really fun to play with.
We wish to find Purple Panda because we have news for him.
Well, what is the news?
We have some new laws on our planet, and he can come back now if he wants to.
Oh, that's really great. Oh, well, come on. I want to play with you some more. Oh. Every time I have some fun, and they just disappear. I don't know what to do about it. I just...
Oh, did you want me, sweetie? Well, you're still here. I guess you want to race again.
No, I don't want to race. Oh. Well, wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
What?
A second thought, yes, I think I will race again, on one condition.
What's that?
Can I hold your hand?
Oh, that sounds sweet.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, all right. Dear. All right, then. Ready, get set. Ready, get set.
Well, say go.
Don't hold me back. Don't hold me back.
I said we'd hold hands.
So you did.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I'll say it. Ready?
Okay.
Ready, get set, go!
I won.
We tied, Lady Elaine.
Tied?
Uh-huh. We both got here at the same time.
Well, I'll have to think about that one. I like to win.
Well, we both won. Oh. We tied the race, Trolley.
Some things are just fun to say, even if they don't sound like the words we usually hear. Yeah, especially after you've learned to talk well. Then it's fun to play with different sounding words. That's all part of everybody's history of growing. Mine too. I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a history. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning, you were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Your story is your history. Part of our story last week was talking about on and off. Remember the faucet and the knobs here? On and off. And in the bathroom, this sink had its on and off. Now, I know a little boy who manages the on and off, even though he's blind and can't see the faucet or the knobs. That's all part of his history. I often think about the way that boy has learned to do things, even though he can't see. Great little boy. You're a great person, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.